the average American can do very little. They must depend upon those of us whom they send down here to man the watchtowers of the nation.
Trump's disrespect for facts.
In order to develop the facts.
It's really bizarre, isn't it, when you think about how AWOL so many of these members of Congress have gotten.
If we, unless we, make sure that there's no infiltration of our government.
Donald Trump is a clear and present danger to our country.
Then just as certain as you sit there, in the period of our lives, you will see a red world.
What I'm concerned about is the Republican leadership in the House of Representatives.
The enemy is within the House of Representatives.
What is the exact number of Trump supporters are subversive?
And the question is, how are we going to really almost deprogram these people who have signed up for the cult of Trump?
By cutting off their social media.
First, Google and Apple delisted Parler from their app stores. Then Amazon cut the servers. Now House Democrats are trying to blame the free speech platform Parler.
This stuff related to big tech censorship is the issue of our time.
Will Smith appearing to call for the country to purge itself of Donald Trump supporters.
We get to know who people are, and now we get to cleanse it out of our country.
There's a proposal to have a commission to investigate Republican colleagues.
Democrat senators have filed ethics complaints against two of their Republican colleagues.
The left is trying to push these businesses to shame them and threaten them into shunning and silencing Trump supporters and conservatives. They're pushing them to fire people even.
Council culture is a wildfire that you cannot contain. If you pour gasoline onto it, don't be surprised when it finally reaches you and you get burned.
Every business needs to stand up for every American. Otherwise, eventually.